Yes, well, hello and welcome to our pre-show. And I might as well tell you something that we've got in mind. And let me see, we should do a campaign. The Golden Globes will be giving out a Golden Globe to the year's best podcast. Now, why am I mentioning this? Of all the podcasts that are out there, you can say whatever you want about how many downloads we get. You know, are we an acquired taste? Are we cultish? Do we have a very loyal but, you know, a smaller audience than obviously the Joe Rogans of the world, the Mark Marons of the world, whatever. All of that can be argued. However, when it comes to awards, Golden Globes, Emmys, Oscars, it's got nothing to do with popularity. It has to do with the actual art of the piece, whether it is a movie, whether it is a book, whether it's a TV show, or whether it's a podcast. And the same is true of the Golden Globes. The Golden Globes will be giving out the best podcast of the year, Golden Globe. I don't know what it's going to be called. And they're going to nominate. And I don't know how many, I think six or seven. We believe here at the Phil Hendry Show that we have, frankly, the most unique podcast out there. One man doing all of the, playing all of the characters of this netcast play, this audio play, satirizing the modern media presentation. There's nobody that does a podcast like ours. And in terms of pound for pound the humor, I don't know, man. I'd give ours very, very high marks. So we think, given the uniqueness of our podcast and, you know, the level of humor that we're able to achieve from time to time, we think we've got one hell of a shot, at least we should be considered, for those nomination slots or whatever the fuck you want to call them. I, like so many people before me, will say the following: it will be honored just to be nominated. And I believe that. And when it comes to the Golden Globes, yeah. If we were one of the shows that were nominated, I would be very, very proud. Would we win? Here's the thing. I was dead wrong when I said that my show was too countercultural for the Radio Hall of Fame. I said to people, there's no fucking way we're going to make it to the Radio Hall of Fame. We might get nominated. There's no fucking way the people will vote us in because we're too fucking weird. All right? Well, I was wrong. I didn't read the room. And that may be very much the case with the Golden Globes. I'm not saying that we're the most popular podcast in the world. I am saying, though, that people have heard of me down through the years and will sample what we do. And I think we have to win, I'm not even going to go there. To get nominated, yeah, we got a shot. So we're going to mount a camp. Oh, my God, what am I doing? Did I leave this on? Shit. I can't believe this, you guys. I left on the voice to text, and so my phone picked up every fucking word of what I was just saying to you guys. That's pretty funny. This is going to go on forever. I don't know how long this goddamn thing was. Really funny. But in any event, that's what we're going to do. We're going to do some kind of a campaign. We're going to do some kind of a petition. It's not a petition. That's a bad way of putting it. But we are going to, put our case forward to all of our fellow professionals and to the Golden Globes. And let the cards fall where they may. And like the man said, God hates a coward. At least my father used to say that. God hates a coward. I never knew what my old man was talking about when he said that, but it sounds really good. It sounds really fucking good. This goddamn, look at this. My phone, I had it punched into voice to text, so it picked up every fucking thing. Oh, here, I'm finally coming to the end. I'm erasing all of this shit. So, I'm down for that. My good friend, Adrienne Merrill. This was her idea. I used to work with Adrienne, as I mentioned to many of you, at KLSX back in the day. And Adrienne is a longtime radio talent, voiceover artist, all kinds of shit. But it was her idea. She said, you know, Phil, we ought to put your name up there for a Golden Globe. Excuse me. So that is my little pitch. You'll be hearing from us more about this. you will, you'll probably at some point see us pitch you, pitch members of the Golden Globe committee, what have you, maybe even ask you to join us in a petition to get our show nominated at least. And I got to tell you this, I'll go so far as to say this. If we don't get nominated, then it is not worth a pinch of coon shit. Because, like I said, nobody, no motherfucker does a podcast like ours. And I think pound for pound, the show is right up there in terms of the humor. So, I love you. Thank yous.